The Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in 2012 still sends chills down our spines. It's unimaginable to us how someone could shoot 20 innocent children. Scarlett Lewis knows better than most of us. That's because her 6-year-old son, Jesse, was one of the victims. At first, her anger at the shooter consumed all her energy and strength. But then she made a conscious decision to forgive. Forgiveness, she said, felt like I was given a big pair of scissors that helped me to cut my tie to the shooter. It started with a choice, and then it became a process. When the Lord Jesus offers us a story of forgiveness in that gospel this morning, we tend to say, oh, it's impossible. But people like Scarlett Lewis show us otherwise. Like we heard, the first person Jesus introduces us to is the magnanimous king who wipes clean the debt of his servant. What really should grab our attention here is that the debt is huge, astronomical really. But that king simply forgives it and moves on. What Jesus is telling us with the example of that king is that this is how God acts, our God. Our God, Jesus says, is super forgiving, so much so that he doesn't play the numbers game like Simon Peter does. Not a limited number of forgiveness chips we can cash in. Not a point where the price of forgiveness is too high for us. Not a required number of times we have to beg for it. God, Jesus says to us this morning, is like the story of the little boy who had done something wrong. Naturally, this upset his mom. There was a board on the kitchen wall where they wrote down phone messages. So when no one was around, that little boy wrote these words on the board. Mom, if you can forgive me, please wipe this message out. And then the little boy went back to his room. About an hour later, he went into the kitchen and he saw that the message on the board had been erased. He felt the weight of his wrong lifted from his little shoulders by his forgiving mom. We find the Lord Jesus using a very similar example, this time of a king who is always ready to forgive us our trespasses. His willingness to forgive us our faults can't be numbered, and such is our God. But we also meet someone in this story who doesn't think in the same way. And that person, of course, is the servant who is forgiven by the king, but who then turns around and can't find it in his heart to forgive somebody else who owes him next to nothing. The Lord Jesus asks us to look very carefully at this person, because this is how we act. For a multitude of reasons, we just don't find it easy to forgive others. We are like that ungenerous servant. The popular writer Anne Lamott speaks for all of us when she says that forgiving someone is the hardest work we can do. She admitted that it's not her strong suit. In her words, I always joke that I wasn't one of those Christians who was heavily into forgiveness, that I was the other kind, that I was reformed. We know what she's talking about because we so often think the same way as she does. We'd like to skip over that forgiveness part of being a Christian and come up with something new. We'll call ourselves reformed Christian or whatever. The truth of the matter is that we tend to keep lists. We have totals. We know paybacks. We hold onto grudges like a dog holds onto a bone. Or we tell ourselves we really shouldn't be that way, but we still do it. And it doesn't really matter how petty the offense, we simply won't let go of it. So we find ourselves acting like that guy in the story who won't forgive that $5 debt and instead wants a pound of flesh. Of course, the whole point the Lord Jesus is making and telling us this story that if we want to participate in the life of God, then we're going to have to learn how to forgive others. We cannot lay claim to the grace of God working in our hearts if we are hard-hearted and unforgiving. Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa understood this point in a real-life way. Remember, Archbishop Tutu was one of those who set up a special commission which allowed black people who had to publicly forgive those who had done them serious harm during those terrible and horrible years of apartheid in South Africa. And it was stunning how people who had had family members tortured and killed, they stood up and they forgave the people who had done these crimes. We wonder why they did it, and the answer is simple, because they understood that God expects it of us, our God. And if we want our relationship to be right with our God, then our relationship with one another needs to be right also. That means we recognize how often and how much God Himself forgives us. We turn around then, and we do the same to others who have harmed or who have hurt us. This is the way of God. It is the way of those who have the Spirit of God within them. So if we want to be a part of God's life here on earth and hereafter, then we have to find a way to forgive others from our hearts, just as God has forgiven us from His heart. When we get to the end of this story, we are left with this tough question from the king, who says to that unforgiving servant, "I forgave you your entire debt. Couldn't you have shown the same compassion towards somebody else?" How each of us answers that question decides a whole lot of things, starting with what kind of Christians we want to be in this world.